thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
The accusation comes from the U.S. Housing and Urban Development's Office of the Inspector General. It says the Dallas Housing Authority mismanaged $3.8 million worth of portable vouchers. Low-income families can use the vouchers for subsidized housing anywhere in the United States. At issue is how the DHA collected voucher money for families moving here. The Office of the Inspector General said the DHA's record-keeping was inefficient and ineffective and couldn't account for its vouchers. DHA President and CEO Ann Lott says she's hired experts to help and blames some discrepancies on antiquated software.
This is like a reoccurring nightmare, and I'm consistently having to give an account for the financial controls of the organization. And we've taken the steps since 2005 to address the financial inadequacies.
Dallas Mayor Tom Leppert, whose office appoints DHA's board and president, called the audit findings unacceptable. With Lott sitting next to him, Leppert gave the housing CEO 6 months to fix the problem.
The accountability is paramount. The Dallas Housing Authority is a very important entity in this community, and it is one that the people have to have trust in. The taxpayers have to have trust that not only are we doing the right things from a housing standpoint, but that we're managing the money in the correct way and that we have the proper internal financial controls. And clearly this audit shows that we're not there yet.
Mayor Leppert also wants additional members with financial expertise appointed to DHA's board. But that requires a legislative change, and so it'll have to wait for the 2009 legislative session. Leppert does not believe anyone tried to steal the money.
I would tell you that my perspective is that it alludes to just some deficiencies in the financial controls that are in place. If I thought that it was anything other than that, then my actions would be very different.
DHA Board Chair Betty Colbreth defended Ann Lott.
I was quite shocked to know that we had such old software and equipment. But at least when Ms. Lott got there, I mean, she recognized it and started the wheels in motion. But you see how long it takes.
Ann Lott says the DHA has the records the Inspector General needs, and those should settle some of the issues hanging over the agency.
I believe that the $3.7 million can be accounted for. And I believe that we'll be able to provide the documentation necessary. I think we'll go back and forth with regard to who owes what and how much, but I am comfortable that it will not be $3.7 million. And I'm confident that the mayor won't have a reason to look for someone else in 6 months. It will be finished.
HUD says the DHA will send records in question. There's a scheduled meeting between HUD and the Dallas Housing Authority this Thursday. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.